This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The late 60s featured a time of enormous upheaval of gender roles, something that we're quite mindful of today. So by setting their sequel to the 2012 horror film The Conjuring in the 68 or 69, what we have is a potential for sort of a throwback horror film in which you had a woman who was pregnant and later on in the movie has a young baby who is able to experience all of the fears of a traditional mother or mother-to-be, but without having it be anachronistic, because in 2014 you'd have to have cell phones, which would take away some of the fear of not being able to communicate with people during scenes. Like the opening sequence where she calls 911 on a payphone. I mean, not payphone, on a rotary phone. It wouldn't be quite as scary if there's a cell phone, unless there was an obligatory shot, which all horror movies have now, of a, hey, my phone isn't working, or my battery's dead, or I'm not getting service, or whoops, I dropped my cell phone down the stairs. And then this scene is allowed to proceed. So what we have are these cues that, okay, we now know this next sequence, because the cell phone is not working, is going to be one in which we can experience fear again. This protective coding of surveillance that exhibits all of the world in 2014 wasn't present in the 60s. And what's happening there is the world was changing. We see Charlie Manson and their followers, which happens in the film because the main character is pregnant and gets stabbed in the stomach like Sharon Tate. And the movie becomes another haunted doll movie, kind of like Chucky, or and similar to Leprechaun, and borrowing on voodoo and touching a Freudian nerve with self-object relationships, which is that we bond to those objects that we give energy to. If it took place in 2014, the haunted doll would have to be an iPhone or a Tickle Me Elmo. It just wouldn't be as scary as a weird, creepy-looking Victorian doll. Anyway, it borrows from The Exorcist, it borrows from Rosemary's Baby. The main character is named Mia, and we have a scene where the priest tries to rid the doll. The young husband is finishing medical school, and he's trying to figure out his place in the gender roles of the 60s. But what we have is a classic quote, evil just is there, it just appears.